Hi, this is Dr. Tuzel dictating a psychiatric evaluation. Just to start off by writing patient's name, which is Samir Almalty, spelled S-A-M-I-R, last name A-L-M-O-N-T-E, under that date of birth, 5/21/1996. Under that date of evaluation, 8/2/2022. New paragraph. Prior to the evaluation, documentation presented for review included the following, : Department of Veterans Affairs, Veterans Benefit, Benefits Administration, Regional Office, represented by New York Division of Veterans Affairs, rating decision dated 4/15/2021, semicolon, and a letter dated 6/15/2022 from the Department of Homeland Security, U.S. Customs and Border Protection regarding consideration for the position of Customs and Border Protection Officer with the Department of Homeland Security, requesting a comprehensive mental health evaluation, including addressing an itemized list of questions, period. New heading, psychiatric evaluation. Under that, Mr. Samir Almalty, A-L-M-O-N-T-E, is a 26-year-old male residing with his mother and grandmother, employed as an aircraft component, in parentheses, capital I, capital T, and the parentheses technician at Accessory, A-C-C-E-S-S-O-R-Y Technologies, referred for a mental health evaluation for the position of Customs and Border Protection Officer, period. New paragraph, Mr. Almonte is a veteran of the Gulf War era, having served in the Marine Corps from November 1st, 2017 to August 31st, 2018, period. He reported having been deployed to the Middle East in 2017 as a communications specialist in the Marines, having served a tour in Jordan for 10 months, period. He did not report having actively engaged in combat at that time, period. Mr. Almonte reported having returned to the U.S. in July of 2018 and filed a disability claim on January 8, 2020, having been granted a 30% benefit for service connection insomnia with a combined 40% rating evaluation, period. Mr. Almonte explained that while readjusting from his return from his deployment, he had experienced middle insomnia, period. He described that while deployed in Jordan, he had to put in 16 to 20-hour days that caused an erratic sleep pattern at that time, period. He reported his insomnia gradually resolved without the need for any specific therapies or medications, period. He also described having injured his right shoulder / capital A, capital C, joint impingement, period. For this condition, he was evaluated by an orthopedist and completed physical therapy for 16 sessions from 2018 to 2019, period. He denies any residual symptoms or impairment from this condition, period. New paragraph. Mr. Almonte stated that he had attended Suffolk Community College while working full-time in an IT position, period. He graduated from Suffolk Community College in 2021, period. Mr. Almonte described that he attended a college course that was associated with his military service, and a spokesperson there brought to his attention that he should seek compensation for his shoulder injury injury and complaints of insomnia, period. Mr. Almonte explained that at the time, the VA hired a third party to handle the claims for service-connected issues, period. Therefore, Mr. Almonte had been scheduled for an appointment with an orthopedist in Brooklyn in which an x-ray of his shoulder was performed, period. He also reported having seen a doctor, in parentheses, uncertain as to the physician's specialty, end of parentheses, for his complaints of insomnia for a one-time appointment in the beginning of 2020, period. Mr. Almonte stated that he did not receive any treatment, nor documentation, nor any follow-up appointments, period. New paragraph. Mr. Almonte stated that he initially applied for the position of Custom Border Patrol in December 2019, having passed his physical exam, written test, and polygraph, period. Following this, he stated that once the COVID pandemic, he stated the onset of the COVID pandemic halted his process of employment in that position for moving forward, period. New paragraph. During this interval, Mr. Almonte stated that he remained active, attending 1 week out of the month in the National Guard as an aircraft technician, period. From 7/2021 to 12/2021, he completed training in mechanics in Texas and also 1.5 months of training in New Jersey, in parentheses, his home base, end of parentheses, period. He then applied for a position in that field, but was informed that there was no openings, as of yet, period. New paragraph, Mr. Almonte reports continuing to receive disability benefits. Semicolon 30% for anxiety / insomnia and 20% for his shoulder injury with a combined total set at 40%, period. He describes being a conscientious worker motivated to further his career, period. New paragraph, past medical history. Mr. Almonte has no known drug allergies, period. He is 6 foot, weighing 175 pounds, period. He has status post right shoulder injury / AC joint impingement while having been deployed in the Middle East with no residual concerns, period. Otherwise, medical history is essentially negative and non-contributory with no reported acute somatic complaints, period. Mr. Almonte denies being prescribed on any medications and reports only taking over-the-counter multivitamin tablets, period. New paragraph. Past psychiatric history. Under that, no reported history of psychiatric hospitalizations, no reported history of suicide attempts, no reported history of aggressive behaviors, period. No reported history of psychotropic medications, period. Mr. Almonte denied ever having experienced any learning difficulties nor having received any treatment therapies in the past, period. He describes his alcohol usage as averaging between 1 to 2 drinks per month, period. No reported usage of any illicit substances, period. Mr. Almonte denies the use of nicotine or any excessive caffeine intake, period. New paragraph, family / social history. Under that, Mr. Almonte has an older sister, 1 year older than himself, period. He reported no reported history of psychiatric illness in the family, period. No reported history of substance abuse issues in the family, period. No reported history of suicide in the family, period. No reported history of physical / sexual / emotional abuse issues, period. Mr. Almonte reports being in a steady relationship with his girlfriend for the past 3 years, period. He describes being employed full-time at Accessory Technologies, capital A-C-C-E-S-S-O-R-Y, and then Technologies, capital T-E-C-H-N-O-L-O-G-I-E-S, working from 6:30 a.m. to 3 p.m., period. In addition, he has been accepted at Thomas Edison State University in New Jersey for an online program starting on 8/29/22 to study aviation maintenance technology, comma, adding that he only needs 40 credits to graduate, period. Mr. Almonte denies any sleep or appetite disturbances, period. He reports sleeping soundly from 9 p.m. to 5:30 a.m., period. He describes his weight as being stable, and he continues to be physically active, period. New paragraph, mental status exam at time of evaluation revealed a 26-year-old male, casually groomed in clean attire, period, pleasant and cooperative on interview, maintaining good eye contact, period, psychomotor activity level within normal limits, period, speech spontaneous, normal productive, goal-directed, period, mood neutral, period, affect appropriate, period, no signs, symptoms of mania, period, no evidence of any disordered thought processes, period, no evidence of any acute overt delusional beliefs, period. Mr. Almonte denies any symptoms of depression, period. He denies any suicidal or homicidal ideation, period. He's awake, alert, and oriented times four, period. Insight and judgment intact, period. A brief suicide risk assessment revealed no evidence of any acute risks of harm to self or others, period. Upon cognitive testing, he was able to recall 3 out of 3 objects. Upon immediate recall and recent recall, in parentheses, 5 minutes, period. He was able to spell the word world, W-O-R-L-D, forwards and backwards without any difficulty, period. He was able to adequately complete serial 7 testing, period. He did not demonstrate any gross cognitive deficits, period. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. V71.09/Z03.89, no diagnosis / observation for other suspected mental condition ruled out, period. New paragraph, itemized questions not already addressed in psychiatric narrative, colon, number 10, no observed psychiatric contraindication during today's evaluation nor reported in his history that would interfere with his ability to function in law enforcement, period. Number 11, no currently observed or reported evidence of the applicant's inability to work in a stressful environment that would be detrimental to his mental health, period. Number 12 and number 13, Mr. Almonte has not reported currently or in the past of having been prescribed on any medications, period. Number 14, Mr. Almonte claims his disability compensation for this condition was retroactively awarded, and neither his anxiety, comma, insomnia, nor injured shoulder that occurred during his time of deployment is problematic for him at this time, period. As is, comma, Mr. Almonte has been active in returning to his base once a month, engaged in routine exercises for 2 to 4 days without any difficulty, period. Under that, sign off by writing Suzanne Tizel, MD. diplomat of American Psychiatry and Neurology, board certified diplomat of American Psychiatry and Neurology. This is the end of dictation. Thank you so much. Goodbye.